It's Tuesday, the 16th of August. Past the midway point now. Heading downhill into September. But it's a beautiful morning. Beautiful morning. It's slightly cloudy at 7. Skies have cleared. As far as I can tell, it's totally clear. The sun is out in full. It's filtering down through the trees into the garden. It's one of the drawbacks of having a well planted garden. I mean, with trees and tall bushes, tall conifers, and also the trees the other side of the fence in the park, which I planted many years ago. The problem is that it shuts out a lot of sunshine until the sun gets high in the sky. But I'd rather have it that way, because the wildlife, it's given safe haven for the wildlife. And that's more important than having a garden being bathed in sunlight all day long. But it is a lovely morning. The air's slightly cool stepping out the door, but that's to be expected to be there after all, heading downhill a wee bit. But anyway, it's good and it's a lovely morning, and I've got plans for today. I've got a list of things to do around the house and garden, and because the forecast for today was to be nice, I've made my mind up to get on with that. To brinjone and get it done. Hopefully clear the list off at the end of the day. So a good sleep last night, although I have to say by up twice, but then well, let's just say needing to go back at 6, I wouldn't get up, so eventually I fell asleep. Got a phone call coming from the docks today. We have a service here called I can't remember the exact title, but it's you can book in a phone call. What they do is they put a different doctor on each day, I think it is, who spends X amount of time, maybe the whole day, that what they do is they call the patients, because the patients have asked for a phone call, consultation if you like. And so I booked one last week, and I can't remember, it's between 10 and 11 or 11 and 12 or something. And what they do is they phone you, give them a kind of idea of what you want to talk about, and then they phone you, and then you tell them what it's all about. And usually the phone calls on the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes max. But it's a great service. It saves you having to go to surgeon. It saves probably the doctor get through a lot of little things that might have taken up a lot of time and appointments otherwise. So it's a great service. And it's regarding the medication for my prostate. I'm not happy with it. I want to go back to the old one, which was definitely better than this new one that I've been on for 2 or 3 months now. Anyway, so I've got that. But that's fine. If I'm around about here, I'll be able to talk to the doc. Reminds me a wee bit of the flying doctor kind of service that they've got in Australia. They still have it, by the way. I'm not sure how it operates now, and you can still use those in the more remote places still use that shortwave radio, something I can't remember. But you know, these they have these radio units in their homes. Still have them. My brother, who was over from Oz, my wife's brother who was over from Oz recently. We were talking about something, and I think maybe I was talking about these phone calls, and he mentioned that they still have the system over there in Australia. Wonderful. So this morning I had a good sleep apart from the latter end, and I'm feeling good. Physically I'm feeling much better, and mentally I'm feeling much, much better this morning. That's because we had a really lovely day of sunshine yesterday. Got quite a few things done. I got out on the bike for about 22 miles in the sunshine. Not just in the sunshine, not just cycling in the sunshine, but on a lovely route down through Linlithgow. And on the way back, pulled in at the canal basin that's in Linlithgow. It's a beautiful little canal basin with the coloured barges, narrow boats or whatever you call them. It's a beautiful spot, absolutely beautiful. I mean, yesterday I pulled in to cool down and have a rest and a wee bite to eat and drink, you know, my energy bar and my cold drinks. But unfortunately, the seat I'm normally sitting was in full sun, so when I pulled up, it was far too hot to sit there, so I had to move to a shady bit that didn't have a bench, but that was okay. But it was really, was hot. So what I'm trying to say is, it wasn't just the bike ride, it was being able to pull in there and watch the barges and see the beautiful planted baskets and tubs, all the colourful begonias, and the wee arch bridge with its shade, and just, it was just beautiful. That was great, absolutely great. So I suppose that added to my fitness level. I think it's made me feel better physically. It's also made me feel better mentally. You know, but not, don't ask for much. Just ask for decent weather. Decent weather is all we ask for, and it makes a heck of a difference to your day. Yesterday was like a transformation of mood and everything else compared to the weather we've had recently. And I think everyone was perked up. Well, they should have been anyway. So, loads to do today. I'm feeling up for it. In fact, I was actually drawing up that wee list yesterday, last evening, and I went to bed thinking about, is there anything else I could get done today with the good weather? And maybe get out on the bike again for a short run this time, because I've got loads to do, but I don't mind, even if it's just a wee short run. Maybe my morning ride, if I get my morning ride this morning, which is only about 5 miles, to be honest. But, well, it's either 5 or 7, depending on which way I go. But that doesn't take long. I mean, it's less than 20 minutes, the 5 mile ride. It's great. Just do that, come back, get a coffee, then get on with things. Can't wait to get my shed back into its position, but I've got two fence panels behind, which are new ones, and I have to paint the other side, so I have to take them off first, paint them, stick them back on, and once I've done that, I can then get the shed moved back into its permanent position, and then get the gear in, and that will create another task, because once the gear goes in, I'll have loads of stuff that's not going in that will have to be either stored in the garage or disposed of. But I'm looking forward to the whole experience, if you like. Yes. I think that sound that you just heard was the local authority's digger machine up in the cemetery, which is just up the road from here. But because of the open ground across the park between there and here. You can hear when the digger's digging up, and especially on a nice calm still morning like today. Life and death, a never-ending circle.